the reason that you had to care. The traffic is stuck and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful. Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show. It's Monday, it's the 16th of December 2019. This is show 81 and I hope you've all had a great weekend. You're all well, you're all looking forward to Christmas and you're looking forward to the week ahead too. On today's show, slight change of plan. And sadly, my guest that was due on the show this morning, Jenny Jones, she had a bit of car trouble this morning and sadly couldn't make it down to the studio. So I'm flying solo today, but rest assured that I've spoken to Jenny. She's fine. And she is going to come on the show in early February. So I'm very much looking forward to chatting with her in the new year. Because I'm flying solo, there'll be a couple of more songs today than I normally play. And there's a little bit of content that is a bit unplanned. But we are going to talk about health-related subjects as we do normally. So the plan for today was to talk about fad dieting, which I'm going to do in a moment, and also to continue the theme of vitamins. I've covered vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C on previous shows, and today we will talk about vitamin D. A couple of shows ago, I also spoke about how to stay healthy over the Christmas period, so we're not going to talk about Christmas today, but I'm also going to talk about probiotics. A lot of questions recently about the benefits of probiotics, what they are, what they can do for you, so we'll also cover probiotics, and we'll just see how the show pans out. So a quick disclaimer before we kick the show off properly. The purpose of the Health Matters radio show is to provide you with competent information on the subject matters that we cover and to help you to help educate and inform you in ways that you might be able to improve your own health. But this is on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing medical advice and the show should not be treated as a substitute for such. If you have any concerns about your general health or well-being, or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 first or speaking with your local pharmacist. All the content is provided for general information only, and please do your own research. And the show is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion. And as such, I disclaim any liability that this is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. So fad diets, we're coming into the Christmas period and obviously January, and you know everyone wants to have New Year's resolutions, whatever they may be. And most research has shown that a lot of New Year's resolutions are busted and broken, certainly by the end of January. And one of the big ones, of course, is I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to exercise more. And it's great. And I encourage people, if that's what gets you going, if that's what gets you on that pathway to being healthy, then if a New Year's resolution works for you and you can keep to it, then kudos to you. However, most people don't and they can't. And they end up back on in their own habits, certainly by the end of January into early February. And it's because a lot of habit change is psychological and a lot of dietary regimes and programs don't deal with the psychological issues around losing weight, which incidentally I do. So as we go through this, I'm going to talk about fad dieting. If you can relate to any of this, if you'd like to have a chat with me about losing weight sustainably, safely, and in a way that could last you for the rest of your life, then drop me an email via my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. Don't do a lot of self-promotion, but normally I leave that away from the show, but we are coming into that dieting period and there are lots of fad diets on the market, which I very aggressively disagree with because they can be quite damaging to people's health. So if you're interested in losing weight safely and sustainably, then give me a shout. So let's talk about fad diets. So as you probably know, if you've tried to lose weight in the past, there's loads of diets on the market. There's programs, there's books, there's TV programs, there's exercise plans, there's eating plans. Everyone's an expert on how to lose weight. Lots of them are associated with network marketing companies. And there's loads of miracle ways to lose weight quickly. But often these are what we would call fad diets. So as people that know me know that I'm a nutritionist, and my focus is on keeping people healthy or improving their health, even if weight is an issue. Weight should never be the priority. It should always be about improving your health. Now, if these diets, these fad diets, are so effective, why do new ones keep coming out every week, it seems? If there was one specific way to lose weight and lose weight quickly by taking a magic shake, then why doesn't everyone do that? And the reason why is because they're not sustainable. And in some cases, they are actually quite damaging to the body. Now, if you're trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Excuse me. Around 2/3 of us are overweight or obese in the UK. And sadly, that percentage is actually going up. And it's not just about the weight. Carrying too much weight is obviously bad for the joints. But if you're carrying too much weight, it can actually leave you at risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. So there are health issues surrounding carrying too much weight, specifically carrying too much body fat, and even more specifically, carrying too much visceral fat, which is fat around the organs. Now, when we talk about fad dieting, these are plans that often promise rapid weight loss. They are often advertised through the media. Many are not based on science and do not have a lot of clinical research to back up their claims. A lot of fad diet companies use research that they often fund, they instigate, and they control. So if you're going to go on to a so-called diet, and I don't agree with dieting, but if you go on to a so-called diet with all their wild and wacky claims, just do your own research and just see how unbiased and independent these research claims are. Often a lot of fad diets, and I won't mention them by name, but they cut out entire food groups. So for example, no carbohydrates. Well, if you've got a diet on fat and protein, that's not particularly healthy because you'll miss out a lot of nutrients that you get in carbohydrate-based foods, natural carbohydrate-based foods, so things like fruits and vegetables and legumes. And you'd also miss out on fibre. If you miss out on fibre long term, you could end up with some serious digestive issues, including colon cancer. So diets that cut out a lot of or entire food groups are to be avoided at all costs. So what you're looking for is an eating plan, an exercise plan that's healthy, that relies on proper food, so no silly, you know, meal replacements and what have you, that suits your lifestyle, and is something that would improve your health predominantly and that will help you lose weight and keep that weight off long term. Okay, so we're not talking about quick fixes. You know, there are a few slimming groups around, and how many times do you hear someone say, I'm going to do that particular group again, or I'm going to do this particular group again? And every January, you jump on the fad diet bandwagon because it doesn't work. And, you know, let that settle for a moment. If you're doing the same program this January that you did last January, guess what? It doesn't work. If you continue to do that, you can do damage to your health. So what you're looking for is a change in the way you think about food, a change in your relationship to food, dealing with the psychological issues around food, and then focusing on what you eat and how much you eat. Don't look for quick fixes. Quick fixes never work. So I mentioned some of the risks of fad dieting. Actually, it goes more than just, issues with heart disease and stroke and diabetes and all that. You know, it can damage your metabolism. So this is how quickly you burn energy. So it can slow your metabolism down, these fad diets, these restrictive calorie diets, these meal replacement diets, which means that when you go back to eating normally, you will tend to put on weight more easily, and hence you're doing that yo-yo dieting once again. Some fad diets can lead to constant feelings of hunger, which can lead to food cravings, which can lead to increased appetites, which makes your life an absolute misery. Every day you think, oh no, not another day of this. You shouldn't be like that, okay? If you improve your diet the right way and you deal with the psychological issues around losing weight, every day should be a pleasure. It shouldn't be a chore. Other issues around fad dieting include rapid weight loss, followed by rapid weight gain. They can lead to eating disorders. You know, got anorexia nervosa and bulimia. You can lose muscle tissue and also water weight as well. These people that say, yes, I've lost a stone in a week. Do you know what? It probably wasn't body fat. It was probably muscle and water. And guess what? If you lose muscle and water, you're not going to improve your health. So there is no quick fixes. If you've put on a few stone over the last 10 years, don't expect to lose it in 3 weeks, okay? It takes a lot longer to lose it in a safe and sustainable way. Other issues can include things like headaches, insomnia and fatigue, and also it can cause gut issues as well. So you can bounce between constipation and diarrhea. And the problem with these fad diets is they're not sustainable. You can't do them long term, and they can cause these serious health issues. So how do you spot a fad diet? Well, the fad diet industry is a multi-billion pound and dollar industry. You know, every network marketing company offers some sort of weight loss plan. There are slimming groups around. There's so much choice. And if you find the one that works for you and you go there once, you try it once, you do their program and you keep the weight off for the rest of your life and you never go back, then well done to you. But sadly, most people don't. They go back time and time again, or they're stuck on the program because these programs don't deal with the habit issues around what we eat and how much we eat. So spotting fad diets is really easy, actually. They often promote very fast weight loss. So they're offering a quick fix. They focus on only short-term changes. They don't deal with the psychological and habit-forming issues around weight loss. They often include pills and potions and magic shakes to help you lose weight, but don't deal with education about food. They often promote magic foods or combinations of food. They often imply that food can change body chemistry. They will often exclude or severely restrict food groups or nutrients, as I mentioned, such as carbohydrates. They will often have really rigid rules that focus purely on weight loss. So, you know, you'll do a 400 calorie a day diet, and, you know, this stuff is not safe and it's not sustainable. They'll often make claims based on single studies. Often those single studies are funded by the companies themselves, or they'll wield out their clients that have lost, you know, 10 stone in 6 months, and they'll have these testimonials implying that everyone can do it. But sadly, for every one person that does it, there's a lot of people that do fail. These fad diets are not sustainable in the long term. Many of them focus just on calorie deficit, and they don't focus on improving your health. They focus just on losing weight. So how do you lose weight healthily? How do you stay away from these fad diet plans? Okay, well, it's quite complicated, but it's not as difficult as people might think. Okay, it is about what you eat. It is about how much you eat. It's about your mindset. If you're in the wrong mindset, if you're not in that place, if you're not ready to change your habits, if you're not ready to make long-term plans, whatever you do is going to fail. And when it comes to how much we eat and what we eat, a balanced diet based on whole foods is really key, okay? So stay away from the processed junk that's out there. If it comes in a packet, comes in a tin, if you put it in the microwave, if it's ready meals, if it's got lots of sugar in it, if it's been through a factory process, then stay away from it. The human body is not designed to deal with that sort of junk food. So eat different coloured vegetables, okay? Try and get around 50% of your daily calories from vegetables and legumes or beans. Eat a good amount of fruit every day. Loads of nutrients in fruit. Try and eat fruit with the peel because there's fibre in the peel. Try and eat lean cuts of meat and poultry, fish, eggs, nuts, seeds. You know, think back 10,000 years. What were we eating 10,000 years ago as human beings? We weren't drinking shakes or having all these silly meal plans that are put together by these companies. We were eating proper natural food. That's what the human body is designed to function properly on. And drink plenty of water. You know, the signal between thirst and hunger is very, very similar. And we think we're hungry when we're thirsty, so we eat. Because we're still thirsty, we eat more. And then we have a glass of water and that sensation goes away. We'll flip that around. And if you get those sensations of hunger, then perhaps just have a glass of water. Give it 10, 15 minutes. If you still have those sensations, you are probably hungry. But in most cases, those sensations will go away. If I can, I'd like to give you some tips on how to lose weight. Limit foods that are high in fat, high in sugar, high in salt. Try to have smaller portions. So reduce the plate size down that you serve your evening meal on, and guess what? You'll eat less. Try to have a wide variety of whole foods, particularly plant-based foods. I'm not saying you should become a vegetarian or a vegan, but try to switch the balance so that you get more of your calories from whole plant-based foods. Try to exercise for half an hour a day if you can. Eat lots of fibre. If you eat lots of fibre, that will fill you up. You will get fibre from fruit and vegetables. Try and limit your saturated fat intake and moderate your total fat intake. Try to limit your alcohol intake. If you drink alcohol, there's a lot of calories in alcohol, you know, 600 to 700 calories in a bottle of wine. Try to moderate your alcohol intake and keep sources of sugar. So food and drink and sweet things, processed foods, sugars, those sorts of things, food that have had lots of additives put in them and sugar added to them in its many forms. Try and keep those to an absolute minimum. And don't be fooled that diet products are any healthier for you. So diet drinks are not any healthier than their sugar variety cousins, because actually it's been proven that diet drinks with the artificial sweeteners are a big link to things like type 2 diabetes and obesity. And the key is being good to yourself and feeling good about yourself, okay? So focus on improving your health, not just about losing weight. Don't accept these unrealistic images that are portrayed in the media of how you should be. And at times, just take time out, okay? As I mentioned, the psychological side of losing weight is the most important thing alongside what you eat and how much you eat, because you need to create new habits that will last you a lifetime. And these healthy eating habits take time. So fad dieting, it's one pressure in your life that you really, really don't need. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing a fad diet plan in January, I'd ask you to think again. If you want some free advice from me, with no obligation, you can contact me via my website. I'm happy to have a chat with you, and I'm very generous with the knowledge and education that I give out. So eat healthily, get the physical activity up. That will give you more energy. That will help you to feel healthier. If you've got children, that will also set a good example for your children. If you eat healthier food, they will eat healthier food. If you do fad dieting, as they get older, they'll see that as a pattern and they may follow your example as well. Okay, so nutritious foods, physical activity, deal with the mental side, the psychological side of losing weight, focus on being healthier, not just about losing weight, and you're on the road to success. So after the first song, I'm going to go on and talk about probiotics. But to take us there, we have a classic from Kenny Rogers.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, folks just call him yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. Now he was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. And I took care of Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now we don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatling boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there were three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now we don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. And I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to be a man. The Gatling boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up, met him halfway across the floor. Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yella's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatling boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I couldn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of county. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. A quick reminder of the show's social media feeds on Twitter. It's at Health Radio Show. So go to Twitter, go to at Health Radio Show, and you can follow the show's Twitter feed. On Facebook, if you search the Health Matters Radio Show, you can like the show's Facebook page. And you'll be able to listen to this show again and also all previous 80 shows on the media page of my website, which, as I've mentioned, is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. Or if you have an iTunes device, then you can go to iTunes, you can go to the podcast, and you can listen to the previous shows there. And you can also subscribe to the podcast so that when I upload the new shows, the most recent shows, you can be the first to hear them. Okay, so on to probiotics. Now, probiotics have become quite popular, particularly over the last 5 or 10 years. And it's quite a watchword, quite a catchword, quite trendy to have food products that have got probiotic properties in them. But the truth is that a lot of the, in my opinion, a lot of the food-based products when it comes to probiotics are not, they're not damaging to you, but they're not as beneficial perhaps as we would like them to be. One of the reasons is that a lot of probiotic products have a particular strain of bacteria in them called Lactobacillus. And actually, Lactobacillus is a very common bacteria anyway. It does survive stomach acid, so it does make it into the gut, so those claims can be correct. But there's other benefits to other bacterial strains that are potentially more beneficial to just Lactobacillus acidophilus. So what are probiotics? Let's start with the basics. So probiotics are live bacteria and yeasts that are particularly good for you and particularly good for the bacteria that live in your digestive system. So to put this in perspective, as human beings, we have about 10 trillion human cells and we have about 100 trillion bacterial cells. So we are outnumbered by bacteria in our body at the rate of about 10 to 1. If you were to take all those bacteria and have them in a mass, they would weigh about 2 to 3 pounds. Bacteria don't weigh very much compared to human cells because they are that much smaller. But it's a very symbiotic relationship we have with our bacteria in our gut. We feed them, we keep them healthy. They produce hormones and vitamins and things for us to keep us healthy. They have a huge influence in our immune system as well. So it makes sense to keep our gut bacteria happy. Now, there are a number of ways that we can do that. The first is we feed them properly. Okay, now we feed our gut bacteria on fiber predominantly. Fiber is a type of carbohydrate that we as human beings can't absorb, but it has health benefits for us. One of the health benefits is that it keeps our digestive system healthy. It keeps us regular. And the other benefit of fiber is that it feeds our gut bacteria. Now, in our gut, in our large intestines, there is a constant battle going on between good and evil. Okay, no one's gut has got just good bacteria. There is a proportion of bad ones in there. If I mentioned like Salmonella and E. coli, you'll recognise those names. Those are bacteria that can make us very, very sick, and in some cases can kill us. So there is this battle between good and evil, and they are all vying for real estate space on the internal wall of your large intestine. So it does make sense to not just keep them healthy by feeding them properly, and in so doing, we keep ourselves healthy. But also, bacteria, you know, don't always live for a long time. When you go to the toilet, there's a fair proportion of your waste matter that is dead bacteria. Now, if the bad bacteria are also present and they find somewhere to set up camp and multiply, then that can cause, obviously, issues with our health. So this is where probiotics come in. So probiotics are essentially, they're the backup. They're the reserve army that we give our good bacteria that are fighting this battle in our colon. Now, as I mentioned, there's about 100 trillion live bacteria in our gut. So if you're going to take a probiotic, you need to make sure that they are live And also the amount you take is important. Some probiotic capsules have as little as a billion. It sounds a lot, but actually a billion bacteria compared to 100 trillion in total is only a real small drop in the ocean. So my personal recommendation is don't go for any probiotics that have less than 10 billion per capsule. And they need to be 10 billion CFUs. CFUs stand for colony forming units. So 10 billion, take them in the morning with a large glass of water before you have something to eat, because then you've got more chance of bypassing the stomach, and it follows the path of the water straight into the small intestine. And try to buy the best brand you can, and buy brands that have multiple strains in them. You know, lots of cheaper brands that just have Lactobacillus acidophilus, and you've got a lot of those anyway. It's the other ones that are also beneficial to our health. So how do they work? Okay, well, the research is still ongoing about exactly how probiotics work. But as I mentioned, it's kind of the thinking is that we lose the good bacteria naturally. We also lose them after we take a course of antibiotics in quite a significant way. And it's thought that these probiotic capsules, when they get into the gut, into the large intestine, they help to support the good bacterial colonies that are already in our digestive system. And they keep this balance between good and bad is really important, okay? If the bad start taking hold, your health will almost certainly suffer. So there are different classifications, there are different types of bacteria. And as I mentioned, Lactobacillus is the most common. OK, you'll find this in things like yogurt and other fermented foods, so kefir, for example. So Lactobacillus is a very natural bacteria, and it's found in lots of fermented foods. Different strains can help with things like diarrhea, and it might help people who can't digest lactose, which is the sugar in milk. And there are many different strains. So as I mentioned, Lactobacillus acidophilus is a very common one. Lactobacillus bulgaricus is another one, which also helps with things like your immune system and your diarrhea. If you've got diarrhea, it can help with that. And it also helps support beneficial bacteria as well. Lactobacillus casei, that actually is very good to inhibit the growth of E. coli bacteria. Lactobacillus rhamnosus is another one, and that's quite useful for the inhibition of vaginal and urinary tract infections. And also, if you go to foreign countries and you are subject to what I would call traveller's tummy, so you end up spending a fair amount of time visiting the toilet when you are abroad because of the change in the things you're drinking and the things you're eating, then Lactobacillus rhamnosus is actually a really good strain of bacteria to actually help against that. So the other one is Bifidobacterium. Now, Bifidobacterium you can find in some dairy products, and Bifidobacterium is really good for helping symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome and also some other health symptoms as well. So Bifidobacterium is, again, quite a common one. Bifidum helps to restore the balance of your gut flora, and it's actually good for intestinal infections. Bifidobacterium infantis can help reduce the symptoms of IBS. Bifidobacterium longum helps in the formation of lactic acid, along with small amounts of formic acid. And these acids lower the pH of the intestines, thereby making the environment an undesirable terrain for harmful bacteria. Bifidobacterium lactis can enhance your immunity, it improves digestion, and can lower cholesterol. So as you can see, there's loads of different strains. It's not just the one strain that we find in yogurts, which is just Lactobacillus acidophilus. There's lots of other strains of bacteria that are beneficial to the body in different ways. So if you're going to take a probiotic supplement, take one that has got as many different colonies and types of bacteria as you possibly can. So as I mentioned, probiotics, they're really good for your digestive system. They help balance the friendly bacteria in your gut. They can be used to prevent and treat symptoms of diarrhea. There are some interesting studies about the link to gut health and our mood and our overall mental health. There's been animal and human studies that have found that probiotic supplements can improve some mental health disorders, including anxiety, depression, and stress. So I'm not saying you take a probiotic and suddenly you feel better, but there are a number of studies that have shown significant links between what goes on inside our large intestine and the battles that our bacteria fight and how that affects our own mental health. There was a recent review of 15 human studies that found that supplementing with bifidobacterium and lactobacillus strains for 1 to 2 months can improve those symptoms of anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and also improve memory as well. So again, please do your own research, but there is some really interesting research out there. Certain probiotic strains can help keep your heart healthy by lowering bad cholesterol. So it can lower LDL cholesterol and help to raise the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol. Certain lactic acid producing bacteria might reduce cholesterol levels by breaking down bile in the gut. And bile is a naturally occurring enzyme that is made mostly of cholesterol that helps digestion. And by breaking this bile down, probiotics can prevent it from being reabsorbed in the gut, where it can re-enter the bloodstream as cholesterol. Some probiotics might reduce the severity of certain allergies, so food allergies, hay fever, and also eczema as well. And I can speak from personal experience. I had hay fever for the best part of 30, 40 years. And when I started to take probiotics on a regular basis, well, I haven't taken an antihistamine now for probably 5 or 6 years. So it could be coincidence, but I can speak from experience that it helped me with my hay fever. And it can also help with certain digestive disorders as well. So people with mild ulcerative colitis and also other sort of IBS-type symptoms will benefit potentially from probiotics. But probiotics have not shown to be significantly beneficial for people with Crohn's disease. And finally, probiotics can help to boost your immune system. So by inhibiting the growth of harmful gut bacteria and improving the balance of good bacteria, probiotics have been shown to promote the production of these natural antibodies in the body. So as I said, your gut bacteria influence your immune system, and probiotics might boost your immune cells by producing things like T lymphocytes and natural killer cells. So if you take probiotics on a regular basis, like I said, they're not a quick fix, but if you take them on a regular basis, you might benefit from an improved immune system too. So if you're going to take probiotics, if you're not sure, have a chat to your doctor or have a chat to a specialist. If you've got an immune system issue or serious health condition, please take medical advice first. And like I said, if you're going to buy them, buy the best ones that you can afford. So 10 to 20 billion CFUs is where I would start at. And take them in the morning with that first glass of water. Don't take them with food. They'll sit in your stomach and the bacteria has more chance of being destroyed by stomach acid. Take them in the morning with a pint of water and about half an hour before you eat anything. So there you go, probiotics. I hope you found that information useful. After the next song, we will go on to talk about vitamin D. But to take us there, we have a classic from the 80s. It's from Paul McCartney, and it's No More Lonely Nights.
Everything a flutter, but another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel.
takes a couple of years to turn your tears to laughter. I will do what I Mrs. Park's daughter is missing. Meanwhile, the Carlisle
his power of staying awake. He whispers slow, you did just fine. They shared the drive and all through the night. She laughs, my mother would have lost her mind.
Moonlighting by Leo Sayer. You're listening to Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. Quick reminder of the show's social media feeds. On Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, search the Health Matters Radio Show and you can find the show's Facebook page. And you'll be able to listen again to this show and all previous shows on the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. And also on iTunes, go to iTunes, search the Health Matters Radio Show, and you can listen to the shows there and subscribe to the podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We've covered fad dieting and we've covered the benefits of probiotics. And now we're going to talk about vitamin D. So as I mentioned earlier on previous shows, I've covered vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. So if you're interested in what they are, please go back and re-listen to those relevant shows. And on the next show, I will cover vitamin E as well. And then we'll go on to talk about vitamin K after that. But today, we're going to talk about vitamin D. Now, lots of people have heard of vitamin D, but not many people know actually what it does. So vitamin D has many important functions in the body, including helping to regulate the amount of calcium and the amount of phosphate we have in our body. Now, calcium and phosphate are really essential to keep our bones, excuse me, and our teeth healthy. The lack of vitamin D can lead to bone deformities, including rickets in children, and also cause bone pain and bone tenderness as a result of a condition called osteomalacia. Now, osteomalacia means soft bones. So bone is a living active tissue that's continually being removed and replaced. This is known as bone turnover. Bone consists of a hard outer shell, which is called the cortex, and that's made up of minerals. And these minerals are mainly calcium and phosphorus. And you have a soft inner mesh called the matrix, which is made up of collagen fibers. So you have the cortex on the outside and the matrix on the inside. Now, when normal bone is formed, these collagen fibers are coated with mineral. This process is called mineralization. And the strength of the new bone depends on the amount of mineral covering this collagen matrix. The more mineral that's laid down, the more stronger the bone will be. So osteomalacia occurs if mineralization doesn't take place properly. So in osteomalacia, more and more bone is made up of collagen matrix without the mineral covering. So the bone becomes soft, and these softened bones might bend, they might crack, and can be painful. So good sources of vitamin C, vitamin D. Vitamin D we get from sunlight onto our skin, because this vitamin is made by our body under the skin in reaction to summer sunlight. But if you're out in the sun, obviously you need to be careful not to get burnt and to protect your skin accordingly and not get sunburn, or obviously there's issues with skin cancer in extreme cases. You can also get vitamin D in a number of foods. So oily fish is particularly good. So salmon, sardine and mackerel is good. Also eggs are a good source of vitamin D as well. In the UK, cow's milk generally is not a good source of vitamin D because it isn't fortified like it is in many other countries. In terms of how much you need, well, if you eat a healthy, balanced diet, you'll generally get all the vitamin D that you need. If you're out in the sun as well, that will help. but there are people that are at risk of not getting enough vitamin D. Now, these can include things like pregnant women and breastfeeding women, babies and children who are under the age of 5, older people aged 65 years and over, people that are perhaps not exposed to much sunlight, to people that cover up their skin when they're outdoors, or they are housebound, or they are confined indoors for long periods of time during daylight hours. Those people can be vitamin D deficient. And also people who have darker skin, so those of African, Afro-Caribbean and South Asian origin can suffer with vitamin D deficiency. If you take too much vitamin D, so if you take more than 25 micrograms a day on a continuous basis, that could be harmful. But taking less than 25 micrograms as a supplement, generally speaking, shouldn't cause any harm. And because your body doesn't make too much vitamin D from sun exposure, just remember to cover up if you are outside, as I mentioned, or in the sun for long periods of time. The problem, if you have too much vitamin D or you take too much as a supplementation over a long period of time, it can cause more calcium to be absorbed into the body than excreted. This excess calcium can be deposited in the kidneys and it can damage the kidneys. An excessive intake of vitamin D can also encourage calcium to be removed from bones, which can soften and weaken them. So vitamin D, good for your bones, good for your teeth. Just don't take too much. If you're out in the sun, be careful you don't get sunburn. If you need any advice, please speak to a specialist. So there you go. The show's over for this week. That's me flying solo. As I said, I hope you found the information useful. If you have any questions or if you've got any queries or you want to have a chat with me away from social media, then please do drop me an email via my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. If you'd like to come on the show as a guest, if your business is in the health and well-being arena and you want to come on and talk to people about what you do and how you help people, then please drop me an email via my website and we'll see about getting you on as a guest in the new year. And if you'd like to have a chat with me about weight loss or type 2 diabetes management, or talk to me about my employee workshops or my school workshops for key stage 2 children, then again, please drop me an email via my website and we will go from there. So after the last song, we have the Channel Radio News and Weather. If we don't speak before, have a great week ahead. Have a great Christmas too. And I will catch up with you in 2020.
The heart is a blue. Someone you could lend a hand in return.